Today's daf is Soita Daf Tesvav, and we are about 20 lines from the bottom of Daf Yud Dalet Amid Beis, the two dots, Magisha Bekeren Droimus Maravis Keneged Chuda Shal Keren Vidayoi. So yesterday, Be'ezus Hashem, we began the second parak in Masechta Soita, which begins with a discussion related to the Karban Mincha that the Soita would bring. So one of the unique aspects of the parsha of the Soita is that the Soita, or more accurately, the Suffolk Soita, would have to bring a carbon. The carbon that she brought was a carbon mincha. And as we began to see, and we'll see more in today's daf, the carbon mincha that the Soita brought was unique in certain respects. And really, as a hakdama to appreciating the uniqueness of the Mincha Saita, the Gemara brought a braisa, a real kachin braisa, which discusses Seder Menachos. And really, the braisa went from beginning until end, discussing the entire process of the way a traditional Karban Mincha was brought. And really, once we understand that, by contrast, we're able to appreciate the nuances and some of the intricacies of the Mincha Saita. So we're in the middle of the Gemara's discussion of the Braisa, which talks about Seder Menachos, and it's all really leading up to a punchline so that we'll be able to be mafchin a little bit better and have a better appreciation of the unique Mincha that every Saita used to bring. So the story of the Seder Menachos that was mentioned in the Braisa began with a person who's bringing a Karban Mincha. The Braisa said that the Mincha was brought in Kalsoy Shel Kesef or Shel Zav, meaning the appropriate way to bring a Karban was to bring it in Kesef or to bring it in Zav. Now, the truth is, there's a little bit of an irony here, because a Mincha was usually the Karban of an Ani. But at the same time, you bring it in Kesef and Zav because you try your best and you want this to be befitting for the Melech Malchi Amlachim. When the person brought his Mincha, his flour, to the Beis HaMikdash, v'noisin l'toich klisharis, u'mekatcha b'klisharis, the first thing that he would do is he would put it into a klisharis, and the idea was so that the klisharis would be mekadesh the Mincha. Afterwards, they would put shemet olavayna. We'll see in today's daf that not every carbon mincha had shemet olavayna, but there was shemet olavayna that was put in the traditional mincha. And then he would take his mincha, the soilus, which is in the klishares, the shemen alavoyna inside of it, and he would bring it to the kohen. The kohen maglicha eats on the mizbeach. The kohen would then take the mincha, he would bring it to the mizbeach, umagisha, he would do the avoida of hagasha, bekeren dreimus maravis, to the dreimus maravis, that's the southwestern corner of the mizbeach. And the braisa says, keneged chudash al keren, it had to be literally at the corner, the spitz of the keren of the mizbeach, the dayoy, and if you do that, it would be enough. The Gemara will explain what that means. Umasalikas alavoyna l'tzadech. Then the kohen would take the levoyna, which is inside this basket, he would move it to the side. The koimitz min makom shenis rabbi shamla, and then he would do kmitza, and he would try to find the place that has the most oil. The noisn l'toich klisharis, and then he would take the koimitz and he would put it into a second klisharis. Umekatcha b'klisharis, and again the intention of that is so that it'll get kiddush a second time. Umelakit es levoina. So then the koyim would take all the levoina, which was pushed to the side, the noisna al gabav, and put it on top of the koimitz. Umaleyo umaktiro b'klisharis, and he would bring it up to the mizbeach in the klisharis. The Gemara will clarify what that means. Umolchoi, he would salt it, v'noisne al gabi ho'ishim, and then he would burn it on the fire of the mizbeach. Karev ha'koimetz, as soon as the koimetz was brought, shiareo nechalet, all the remaining part of the mincha, because again, only the koimetz went on the mizbeach. The rest of it was able to be eaten, v'rashon ha'koyanam litin l'toicha yayin v'shemen, and the koyanam, if they want to eat it together with wine or oil, or dvash or honey, they're allowed to do that. V'ein asurim, the only prohibition that they have is, melechametz, they have to make sure that it doesn't become chametz. Either way, we are in the middle of the Gemara's analysis of this braisa. It began at the end of yesterday's daf, and it is going to resume and ultimately conclude in today's daf. So the braisa said that the mincha had a mitzvah of agasha, and it had to be brought to the Keren Deroimus Maravis. It had to be brought to the Deroimus Maravis corner of the Mizbeach, specifically Keneged Chudash Al Keren, and it had to be by the Chudash Al Keren Vidaya, and as long as you did this, that in of itself would be okay. So, how do you know that the Hagasha had to be Bekeren Deroimus Maravis? The Chesev is learned that from the following pasuk. It says, V'zois Teiras HaMincha. This is the way you bring a carbon mincha. Hakre V'oisa B'nei Aharon. The B'nei Aharon had to be the ones to be makrevit, meaning it's psul. Bizarre, it had to be done by Kayanim. And where did they bring it? Lefnei Hashem, El Pnei HaMizbeach. V'tanya, we learned in a braisa. So again, the pasuk is describing where the mincha is supposed to be brought. And it uses two descriptions. Lefnei Hashem, A. El Pnei HaMizbeach, B. Zok the Gemara, a braisa, Lefnei Hashem. From the fact that it says in the Torah, Lefnei Hashem, Yochel B'mayriv, I would think that it should be on the Mayriv side of the Mizbeach. Now, why on the Mayriv side of the Mizbeach? Because the Mizbeach, we know, was in the Azara. Now, the Mayriv wall of the Mizbeach would be facing the Heichal, which ultimately is facing the Kodesh HaKodashim, which is the Makkim in the Mikdash, which is Lefnei Hashem. So based on the words Lefnei Hashem, you would think that the proper place to bring the Karben Mincha is on the Mayriv side of the Mizbeach. Talmud Omer, however, you can't say that, because it also says in the Torah, El Pnei HaMizbeach. Now, the Pnei HaMizbeach sounds like the entrance way of the Mizbeach. How did you enter the Mizbeach? You entered it on the ramp. Everybody knows that. Now, the ramp was on the Darim side of the Mizbeach, which would then mean that El Pnei HaMizbeach, that Mokim, would also be the Darim side of the Mizbeach. Now, says the Gemara, E El Pnei HaMizbeach, from the words El Pnei HaMizbeach, Yaakov HaDarim, you would think it should be on the Darim side. Tamalev Lefnei Hashem. No, but it also says Lefnei Hashem. In other words, the Brice is saying that there's conflicting messages in terms of where you're supposed to put the Mincha. On the one hand, it says Lefnei Hashem. On the other hand, it says El Pnei HaMizbeach. Lefnei Hashem is Mashma Mayriv, that's Lefnei Hashem, towards the entrance where the Heichal, which is facing Mayriv. El Pnei HaMizbeach is Mashma Darim, because it's the entrance where the Mizbeach, which is the Darim side, it's where the Kevesh is. So Ha-Kate said, how do you reconcile the Stira, Magisha, Bekeren, Darim, is Maravis? What the Kohen would do is he would put it in the corner that side Darim and side Mayriv. It's Darim, say Yimakayim, El Pnei HaMizbeach. It's Mayriv, say Yimakayim, Lefnei Hashem. Keneged Chudash Al Keren, you put it on the corner of Adaya, and if you do that, that in and of itself is going to be okay. So the question was, how do you know that the Hagasha and really the whole Mincha is going to play itself out? Bekerim, Doremus, Mayrovis. We know it because it says in the Torah, Lefnei Hashem, El Pnei HaMizbeach. Lefnei Hashem is Mayriv, El Pnei HaMizbeach is Darim. Hakeitzad, it must be, it's Mayrovis, Doremus. But the Braisa continues, and the Braisa brings another sheet. Rabbi Loza said a different formulation of this in Yoch. You would think Yagi Shenab Maravish Al Karen, Oilu Droimish Al Karen. You should think that maybe when the pasuk says Hakri Voice Bnei Aharon Lufnei Hashem Al Pnei HaMizbeach, that what it means is you have a choice. You could bring it either to Mayriv or you could bring it to Darim. How so? Lufnei Hashem is Mayriv, like we said. Al Pnei HaMizbeach is Darim, like we said. Amritz said Rabbi Loza, no. Kol Malkum Shatam Oitz Shnei Mikrois. Here's the rule. Anytime you have two psukim, Echad Mekayim Atzmai Mekayim Devi Chaveri, one interpretation of the psukim make both psukim work. But another interpretation of the psukim would mean that only one of the two can work, but the other one doesn't work. So we don't go with the taich that's mekayim one of the psukim, but mevatel the other. Rather, we prefer and we choose the taich of the one pasuk that works for the other pasuk as well. How does this play itself out here? If you're going to taich lefnei Hashem, meaning mayriv bitalta el pnei HaMizbeach, there's no way to make El Pnei HaMizbeach work Badarim, because if it's been Mayriv, it can't be Badarim. However, if you're going to go with El Pnei HaMizbeach and you're going to say it means Darim, Kianta Lefnei Hashem B'Mayriv, you could be Mekayim Lefnei Hashem B'Mayriv. How's that possible? Hoketzad Magisha L'Droim HaShol Keren. If you put it on the Darim side of the Keren, then that would be a Kiyum of El Pnei HaMizbeach B'Darim, and it also would be a Kiyum of Lefnei Hashem, which is Mayriv. So if you put it on the Darim side of the Karen, meaning if you're in Darim, it's Shayach to be Mekayim both. So Rabbi Lazar is a little bit more ambiguous, right? The first sheet in the Braisa was very, very clear. Rabbi Lazar's sheet in the Braisa is not nearly as clear. So he's saying that if you do it in Mayriv and you're Mekayim, the El Pnei HaMizbeach, the Lefnei Hashem, then you're going to be Mevatel El Pnei HaMizbeach, which is Darim. But if you do it El Pnei HaMizbeach, which is Darim, then you could be Mekayim the Lefnei Hashem by Mayriv. Meaning just put it in Darim, and that in and of itself is going to be okay. Freight the Gemara, the obvious question, Veichin Kiyamta, why? If it's going to be Darim, then it's not Mayriv. So it'll be El Pnei HaMizbeach, but it won't be Lefnei Hashem. I'm Rav Ashi said, the Sover Haitan, it's because Rabbi Lozo holds, Kule Mizbeach, but Tzafen Koy. That really the whole Mizbeach wasn't Tzafen. Now in order to fully appreciate this shita, you'd have to go through a Rashi here in the Amud that goes through the different shitas of exactly how the Mizbeach was set up. But the point is a Mandama that holds that the entire Mizbeach was on the Tzofen part of the Azara, and if that's the case, it would come out that the Dorim wall, or the Dorim corner of the Mizbeach, would actually be facing the Heichal. So that if it would be then the Hagasha on the Darim side, not only would you be Mekayim, the Inyan of Lefnei HaMizbeach, which is Darim, but you'd also Mekayim, the Inyan of Lefnei Hashem, and it's for that reason Rabbi Lazar holds that you're able to be Mekayim, Sai the Lefnei Hashem, and Sai the Lefnei HaMizbeach, by putting it on the Darim side of the Keren. Now, it's not 100% clear from the Braisa what exactly the machloikis is, but if you take a look at Rashi, Rashi is mashma that according to Shitas Rabbi Lazar, you would not have to put the mincha on the chuda of the Karen, but rather, as long as you put it on the Karen, even if you don't put it on the chuda of the Karen, that in and of itself would be okay. Either way, Zok the Gemara Vaita. My Vidaya. The Braisa said that you do the Hagosha on Karen, Marovis, Droimis, Vidaya. And that's going to be okay. What does that word Vidaya mean? Amar Vashri, Vashri said, it's Druk. I'll tell you what Vidaya means. So I would have thought you would have thought that maybe when you do the mitzvah of Hagosha, what you're supposed to do is you're supposed to take the actual mincha and put it on the Mizbeach, as opposed to what you really do, which is you take the klisharis, which the mincha is in, and you put that on the Mizbeach. Kamash malon, that's what Vidaya means. Vidaya means that you put the keli on the Mizbeach, as opposed to taking the actual mincha and putting it on the Mizbeach. Maybe really you're supposed to take the mincha out of the keli and put it on the Mizbeach. How do you know it's enough that it's the keli that's in, that has the mincha in it, that's supposed to be put on the Mizbeach, on Makra? It's based on the following pasuk. It says, v'hikriva el ha-koyim v'goymer, v'higisha la-mizbeach. So we make a hekesh between the hakrova and the hagasha. Ma hakrova etzel koyim b'kli, just like when the bailim of the mincha would bring the mincha to the kohen, he would bring it inside a keli. Afagasha etzel mizbeach, b'kli, so too when the kohen would take the keli and do his chelik of it, he would do the hagasha to the mizbeach, it was done in the keli as well. So really, if you think about it, the mincha, the hakrova part of it, meaning before it's actually being burnt on the fire, is broken up into two parts. First, the Bailam takes the mincha and he brings it to the kohen. Then the kohen takes the mincha and he brings it to the mizbeach, what we know as agosha. The vekriva al hakohen is inside the klisharis. So says the Gemara, then it's mistaber that the vihigish al hamizbeach is also while it's inside the klisharis. Now, the shemen and the levina had to be put inside the keli, but the levina was moved over to the side. What's the reason? Because we want to make sure that when the kohen did the kmitza, he didn't get any part of the levina in the kmitz. It's based on a mishnah that says komatz. If the kohen did kmitza and he ended up with a rock inside the kmitza, a gargar melach or a grain of salt, a kairit levina or a little bit of levina, pasal halachas it's pasal. And the reason is because the shear of the kmitza has to be a full kmitz, and to the extent that there's some foreign object that got involved in the koimetz, it makes the koimetz chaser, and it's not going to have the proper shear. Levoina would also accomplish that. Levoina is no different than a rock or a grain of salt, and as a result, you have to make sure that the levoina is to the side. So like this, when the koin does the kmitz, he's not going to get any levoina inside of him. The koimetz b'makom shenis rabasham. The Braisa says that when the koin does the kmitz, he used to do the kmitz from the part of the flour, the part of the mincha that had the most oil. I mean, no, what's the makar to this? The chsev, it's based on the pasuk that says, misolta umishamna. It also says migirsa umishamna, talking about the carbon mincha. So from the fact that the Torah put the words silas and shemen next to each other, we learn from there that it's not enough that the shemen, but it should be from the silas that is shamna, that has the most oil. This is already the second time that we're taking the mincha and we're putting it into a klisharis. When the Bailam brought the mincha the first time, so he would put it into a klisharis. Now, after the kmitza was done, the kaimitz again was put into a klishar. It says, why do we have to put into a klishar a second time? Hakachi chadazim wasn't in a klishar already once. So the Gemara says it was, but mide have adam. It's no different than a regular carbon. A carbon meaning where it's not the flour that's going on the mizbech, but it's the blood that's going on the mizbech. Dam afagaf the kaddish the sakim b'tzaver behema harim kaddish le b'klisharis. You find that dam, even though it was already niskadish with the sakin, meaning the shechita was mekadesh the dam of the carbon. Yet, had the mekadesh of the klisharis, you put it in klisharis a second time. Hachanami loishna. So too, when it comes to the mincha, it needs to get a kiddush a second time. Meaning, every single carbon, the dam was mekadesh twice. Number one, the shechita was mekadesh, and number two, the kabbalah was done with a klisharis, and that was mekadesh the dam a second time. So the mincha parallels the carbon, and it makes sense then that the mincha should also get a kedusha twice. So the first kedusha is going to be when you put in the klisharis for the first time. The second kedusha is going to be when you put into the klisharis for the second time. So when we did the kmitza, you had to make sure that the levaina was cast to the side. However, when the haktara of the kaimitz was done, so then the kaim would take the levaina and he would put it on top of the kaimitz. What's the makarta? This the chsid, because the pasuk says the eis kol alavaina Asher al hamincha, and then immediately after it says v'hikter hamizbeach reich nichayich askeras al Hashem. So you see clearly that the haktara was done with the levaina on top of the mincha. The brisa continued and said umaleu umaktiroi b'klisharis. So that's an interesting lasha. So the kohen now takes the klisharis umaleu, he puts it on the mizbeach umaktiroi b'klisharis. It almost sounds like the haktara was done in the klisharis. It was done on the mizbeach in the fire, but it's not what it sounds like. Freik the gemara b'klisharis maktiroi was the haktara done in the actual klisharis. Aleim the gemara says you're right. You have to edit it a little bit. Maleu b'klisharis lahaktiroi. Not that the haktara was done in the klisharis, but rather the halah was done while it was in the klisharis. But of course, the haktara itself was not going to be done in the klisharis. You're bringing it in the klisharis lahaktirai on the actual mizbech. Umolchai, before the haktara was done, they had to be malicha done, they had to salt it, because this is a halacha, v'chol korban minchascha b'melech timlach, the mincha, like other korbanas needed melech, and it's a mefurish apostik, the korban mincha required salt, korba koimitz, shiore onecholin, after the koimitz was brought, you were allowed to eat the shiore amincha. No, what's the makarta this, the chsiv, the pasuk says, v'hiktar akoyenes askeraso, v'ksiv, and the next pasuk says, so you see that even though the koimitz went on the mizbeach, but all the other parts of the mincha, all the shirayim, were eaten by Aharon Uvanav. The mincha was kodesh kodashim, it had to be eaten by Aharon Uvanav, but the point is it was allowed to be eaten. Karav HaKoimetz, Sok the Gemara. It said Karav HaKoimetz. What's the definition of Karav HaKoimetz? Says the Gemara, for this, all you need to know is Mesachtes Menachas. The Marked Islay, we know it's a Machloikas, and whatever the respective shittas are in that sugya, that's what it means over here. The Itma, what's the Makar to this Machloikas HaKoimetz? Mevis HaMat Shirayim Bachilo. When is the Koimetz Matter the Shirayim Bachilo? So again, the Haktoras HaKoimetz is what was Matter the Shirayim Bachilo. How do you know that? We just said the Braisa. Korev HaKoimetz, Shiareh Nochal. So at what point is it considered a Haktara that it should be matted the shrine ba'achilo? Rabbi Chanina said, "Mishatishloi pay ha'or." As soon as the fire makes contact with the mincha, that's already enough. Meaning, even if it didn't burn yet, but a little bit is fine. Rabbi Yochanan Amar, "Mishatitzas ha'or beruvay." No, you need that the fire should already make its way through the roiv, through the majority of the kaimitz. Only at that point is it going to be considered a haktara. For Rishon Akviyadam Liting L'Toychei, the Braisa said that if the Kayanim want, they can put Yayin, Veshemen, Udvash. My time, but what's the reason? Meaning, why is it okay to mix all these things? On Makro, it's based on a pasuk. Because the Torah says, L'chol kodshi b'nei Yisrael, l'chon esatim l'moshcha. That Hashem tells the Kayanim, I'm giving you the Matnas kahuna l'mashcha. What does that mean? L'gdula. You should eat it b'derech gedula, k'derech shamalach ha'moichlan. The way kings eat, and kings would take their food and they would dip it with yayin, with shemen, with vash, and it's for that reason, it's mutal l'chatchila for you to go ahead and for the kayhanim to eat the shiore ha'mincha in this way. In asurin, the only isser is Ela milachametz, a little davar beitai, but the only isser is to make it chametz dechsev, because the pasuk says loisayaf loisayaf chametz chelkon, and Amar Rav Shimon Ben Lakish said that you see from it that afilu chelkon, that even the shiari amincha loisayaf chametz, and this is the makar that you want to use yayin shem and vash, it's lechatchila lemashcha legdur lo kederach sham alachem oichlan. However, if you want to make it chametz, that's not something that's going to be okay. The price now. So we just brought a long braisa, which discussed all the different halachas that relate to the seidah menachas, a real kachem de gebraisa, a real kachem de gedaf, a real menachas de gebraisa. Now, why did we bring this? So we mentioned in the beginning of the daf that really the objective here is for us to be able to fully appreciate the nuances of the Minchas Haitel. So let's go back to the Mishnah. The Mishnah said, Hoye mevi es minchas v'teich kvifa mitzres, that although ordinarily the Menachas were brought b'kalsoi shal kesef v'shal zav, but the Minchas Haitel was different. It was brought in a sal that was mitzres, which we spoke about earlier in the week. V'noisna al yodeha, and k'dei liyag, and she herself had to carry it to wear her down. Then the Mishnah said, "Kol haMenachos tchilasim v'sayfim b'klisharis." All the Menachos, they start and they end in a klisharis. V'zu tchilasim b'kvifa mitzris, v'sayfim b'klisharis. It started off with a kvifa mitzris, like we just said. Kol haMenachos tuna shemer levayna. All Menachos required shemer levayna. V'zu ein atayuno loyshemer levayna. This requires no shemer no levayna. Kol haMenachos bois menachitin. All Menachos were brought from chitin. V'zu ba menasayirin. This was brought from sayirin. The Mishnah concludes and says, Mincha Sa'imer, Afal Pi, Shabamina Sa'irim, even though it too was brought from Sa'irin, Yehoysa Ba Geres, it was brought from flour that was very, very refined. It was Geres flour, Vizuba Kemach, and this was brought from more traditional flour, Zokte Gemar. So the Mishnah said, Kol HaMenacha is Tuna Yishemeru Levayna, Vizu Eina Tuna Loy Shemeru Levayna. It sounds like the only Mincha that doesn't require Shemeru Levayna is the Mincha site. Feit Gemar, Vichy, Kol HaMenacha is Tuna Yishemeru Levayna. Is that true that all Menachas require Shemeru Levayna? But Ika Mincha Schaite. What about the Mincha Schaite? A person that sinned and is bringing a carbon Mincha, so it's in a carbon oil of a yair, situation, but the point is, if a sinner is bringing a carbon mincha, the Torah says, "Rachmana amar lo yasim alei shemen v'lo yiten alei levayna." It says, "There's no shemen on the levayna." So the Gemara's kasha is, "How could you tell me all the menachas require shemen on levayna, and this one doesn't require shemen on levayna?" It's not true. This is not the only one. Meaning, the diak is this. V'su leka, v'ha ikka. You have others as well. You have the minchas chayta. So the Gemara says, "Hachi kamer." This is the way you have to read the Mishnah. Kol haMenachos is tuna shemen levayna. All menachis require shemen alvayna. Now you have to add some words there. Ubois menachitin. Also, they're ba chitin. Ubois soilus. Additionally, they're brought using flour that is soilus. Minchas chayte, as it relates to the minchas chayte, afa pisha ena tuna shemen alvayna. Even though it doesn't require shemen alvayna, ba menachitin ba soilus. It was brought from chitin, it was brought from soilus. Minchas ha'oimer, which our Mishnah mentioned, afa pisha ba menasayrim, even though it was brought from sa'oirin, tuna shemen alvayna, and had shemen alvayna, uba geres. It's unique that it was brought from geres, very, very refined flour. The zoo, as it relates to our minchas chayte, ena tuna le shemen alvayna. Number one, no shemen, number two, no alvayna. Uba menasayrim, which is a chiddish, uba kemach, as opposed to Silas. So the bottom line is that you see that the Minchas Soita is unique. Number one, that there's no Shemen Levayna. Additionally, it's unique in that it was brought from Sa'irim, both of which were mentioned in the Mishnah. But in order just to make the language of the Mishnah work a little better, specifically the fact that it's a little mashma that the only Mincha that was brought not with Shemen Levayna, or the only Mincha that was brought Sa'irim, was the Mincha Saite, that's really not true. Because there was another Mincha that was brought without Shemen Levayna, and that was the Mincha Saite. There was another Mincha that was brought from Sa'irim, that was the Mincha Sa'imer. How do you read the Mishnah? So the Hachi Kamer, the way the Gemara just said, you're supposed to read the Mishnah. Tanya, Amr Rav Shimon. Rav Shimon said, "Bedinu shetei minchas chayta tuna shemen alavayna." Really, the minchas chayta should have required shemen alavayna. Why? Shlo yehei chayta niskar. Because who brings the minchas chayta? The chayta. And by telling the chayte that your mincha doesn't require shemen alavayna, he's profiting. He's gaining. Shemen alavayna costs money. Why then did the Torah say that he shouldn't have shemen alavayna? They ma eino tuna shalai yehi karbanim ahudar, because shemen alavayna is going to make the carbon look nicer, and we don't want that the chayte's carbon should look nice. Ubedin who said Rav Shimon shetehi chatas chaylev tuna nesachem. Really, if a person was bringing a carbon chatas chaylev is your classic chatas, but a person that's bringing a chatas because he did an aver b'shoygig and aver that had he done amazing, he would have been chayiv kars. Really, should have to bring the sachem. There were certain carbonas that required nesachem, and the chatas should also require nesachem. It doesn't, and the reason it should have is because why is the chayte punked? His carbon doesn't require nisachim neimai in a tuna. Why doesn't it need it? Shlo yehei carbonay mahuder. So his carbon should not be mahuder. Avol said Rav Shimon chatase shal mitzayru v'asham etuna nisachim. The chatas of the mitzayru and the asham require nisachim, and the reason is l'fisheina ba'an al chet, because that chatas is and that asham is not coming for a chet. The mitzayru's carbonas have nothing to do with a chet. Wait a minute, 1 second. Any, is that true? The mitzayru's carbonas have nothing to do with a chet. Why does someone become a mitzayra? It's for seven things, lashon hara, other things. So how can you tell me that it's not baal chet? So the Gemara says a lump. This hasam over there, minigahu dechaperle. Negaim come for chatan, but the chatan that the negam come for, the negam themselves are mechaper for. And kimaisi carbon, when the mitzayra brings the carbon, it's not coming to be mechaper, but rather leishteruye v'kachem u'dekamaisi. It's just coming to be matir b'achilas kachem. But that in and of itself really has nothing to do with the kapar. Zok to Gemara, another kasha. Elamiyato, if that's the case, chatas nazir teit tuna nesachim lefisha ina baal chet. Shimon said that really, carbon chatas should require nesachim like other carbonas require nesachim. Why not? Shelo yehei chayte niska. Fake to Gemara, what about the chatas nazir that we know a lot about? His chatas also didn't require nesachim. Now, his chatas is not baal chet. So fake to Gemara, if it's not baal chet, so why then does his chatas not require Nesachim? And by the way, you see, the chatas of the mitzayra does require nesachim. Why lefish einam baal chet? So wouldn't you think that the chatas nazir should be more of an equivalent to the chatas asham? And why is it that it doesn't require nesachim? So the Gemara says, Savala, Rav Shimon Halak, Rav Lazar Kaper, the Amar Nazir Nami Chaydiyu. Rav Lazar Kaper Shidu, we had many times in Mesachtas Nadar, Mesachtas Nazir, who held that the nazir is a chayte. And being that he held that the nazir is a chayte, so it comes out, according to him, it could be the chatas is coming the kapara. And if the chatas is coming the kapara, that's the reason that it's ein atuna nesachim. But the bottom line is, we have a braisa from Rav Shimon bar Yochai, who gave the time of the kra, or just of why it is that the minchas chayte's carbon does not have shemen alavayna. And the reason is, shelo yehei karbonei mehudar. He also gave the time of the kra, why it is that the classic chatas, the chatas chelef, did not have shemen alavayna. And he said the reason is, again, lefi this is obviously Rav Shimon L'shitase, who was Dairish time of the Kra, and Rav Shimon's giving the reason why the Minchas Chayte and the regular Chatas Chaylev did not have any Shemen Alavoyna in the case of the Minchas Chayte, or didn't have any Nesachim in the case of the Chatas Chaylev. Gamliel Lemra, Gamliel said, Kishem Shemaseh Maiseh Behemo Kach Karbono Maichel Behemra. Gamliel was explaining why is it that ordinarily the carbon Mincha was brought from Chitin. However, the mincha soite was brought from sa'ir. Rabbi Gamliel said the reason is because she acted like a behema, her znus, and therefore karbana, her carbon is going to be Michael behema. Chitin is Michael Adam. Sa'irim is Michael behema. We dafka want that her carbon should be Michael behema. Tanya, Amal, Rabbi Gamliel, Chachamim. Rabbi Gamliel told the Chachamim, Seifrim. Seifrim meaning Talmide Chachamim. Hanichuli. Allow me the edreshenu kemin chaymer, and I want to darshan this kemin chaymer. So this is an expression we've heard that I'm going to say pshat. It's going to be kemin chaymer. What does it mean? So if you look at the last Rashi in the Yomid, Rashi says chaymer button balaz. Interesting. Vehu shel zav. It's made of gold. Vechoismen boy shneit savari chaluk lenayin. It's used to close two sides of a shirt, and it's something that's supposed to be beautiful. So the lashon of kemin chaymer means like a button. Literally, Rashi says the word button. Either way, so said Rabbi Gamliel hanichu. I want to explain pshat. Now, what was Rabbi Gamliel coming off? Okay, the Shabbat, the Rameir, the comments. Gamliel had heard in the name Rameir, and this Rameir was quoted earlier on Daf Tesam Aleph and Abraisa, that he hachilos madani oilo, that the soita in the sugi of all the midi keneged midas. So the Braisa mentioned that she had served this boil, this man, madani oilum, the best foods, lefichach karbana maichal behema. Therefore, her carbon is maichal behema. Meaning, Rabbi Gamliel had already given a Rameir had already given a reason why it is that the carbon of the soita is sa'irim. We want it to be maichal behema because it's a zelu umazeh. It's a midi keneged midi. She served madani oilum, so her carbon is going to be maichal behema. So Amalem, Rabbi Gamliel responded to this, and he said, "Hotena chashira." That would explain a wealthy woman who is able to serve madani oilum of a ania, a poor woman. What could you say there? Ella, you have to give a Rabbi Gamliel. I have to say a different reason. Like you said in the Mishnah, she acted like a behemoth. For that reason, her Michael was a Michael behemoth as well. And that's the Kamin Chaymer that Rabbi Gamliel was saying. He said, Rabbi Meir said a pshat, but it wasn't Kamin Chaymer, because Rabbi Meir's pshat, it really leaves us hanging a little bit. It doesn't explain it 100%. It only explains the Saita that's an Ashira. What about the Saita that's an Ania? Zok Rabbi Gamliel, I'll explain it Kamin Chaymer. That's that Hoysof in the Braiso. Hanichuli the Edreshena Kamin Chaymer, because Rabbi Meir said a pshat, but his pshat wasn't Kamin Chaymer. The pshat that I'm going to say is Kamin Chaymer. She behaved like a behemoth. Leficha karbana kamaycho behema. Just to end, so the Saita, her carbon was Sa'ir, as opposed to all Menaches, which were chitin. And the reason said Rabbi Gamliel is, kishem shemaseh maise behema, kach karbana maycho behema. The emes is that the Mishnah said that her carbon was not the only carbon that was brought Sa'irim. There was one other mincha that was brought from Sa'irim, and that was the Minchas Ha'omer. The Minchas Ha'omer was also brought Sa'irim. And the question is, why was the Minchas Ha'omer brought Sa'irim? So the Chasam Sofer said that the reason is because when do we bring the carbon mincha? We bring it on Tes Zayin Nisan. And on Tes Zayin Nisan, that was when the Yidden had left Mitzrayim. And we know when the Yidden left Mitzrayim, they were Shtufei Zima. That's the whole union of the Chevel Mitzri and the Kfifa Mitzris. When the Yidden left Mitzrayim, they were in a state of Shtufei Zima. And because they were Shtufei Zima, so therefore their Maisim were also Maisa Behema. So that carbon that was brought, the carbon Omer, which always coincides with the Zman of Yetzias Mitzrayim, is a carbon of Maichel Behema for the same reason that the Soitas is Maisa Behema. Kishem Shemaseh Maisa Behema. What do we do? From the time that we bring the carbon omer, we count 49 days. And then on the 50th day, we bring a carbon on Shavuos, and that carbon is also a carbon mincha. A unique carbon mincha, it's known as the Shtei HaLechem. The Shtei HaLechem was brought from Chitin, Zakhtich Sam Sofer, because this symbolizes the whole avoida of the Zman of the omer, that it starts off with Yitzias Mitzrayim, with the Shar Mem Tes of Toma. And it starts off with a carbon mincha, but that carbon mincha is a carbon of Sa'orim. Kishem Shemaseh, but then Klai Yisrael goes through 49 days of the Dvarim Shatir and Niknes Behem, of all the Madrigas of Chesed and Gvura and Teferis, etc., etc. And then we come to the point where it's Nacham Allah Hadir Kablua, where we're being Makabal Teir again. At that point, we're no longer on the Madriga of Behema Fakir, now we're B'mailas Adam. And that plays itself out in the Karban Mincha, and that's why the Shtei HaLechem Sadech Sam Sofer was already not from Sa'irim, but that was brought from Chit.